And by marrying meek, weak Edgar instead of Heathcliff, her destiny, she betrayed a love she described in throbbing, forgettable prose as elemental. My love for Heathcliff resembles the eternal rocks beneath, a source of little visible delight, but necessary. Nelly, I am Heathcliff. He's always, always in my mind, not as a pleasure any more than I am always a pleasure to myself, but as my own being. Now who, at the age of 16, could resist such quivering intensity? Who would settle for less than elemental? Must we untamed creatures of passion, I'd muse as I lay awake in my red flannel nightdress, submit ourselves to conventional morality? Or could I actually choose not to be a good girl? Kathy Earnshaw told me that I could, and so did Lost Lady Brett of The Sun Also Rises. Brett Ashley was to me, at 18, free, modern, woman incarnate, and she dangled alluring new concepts before my eyes. The value of style. She wore a slip-over jersey sweater and a tweed skirt, and her hair was brushed back like a boy's. She started all that. The excitement of nonconformity. I've always done just what I wanted. The importance of understated grace under pressure. Brett's was rather good. She's always rather good. And the thrill of unrepressed sexuality. Brett's had affairs with men before. She tells me all about everything.